And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, July 10th, 2013. It's the birthday of a man whose entire reputation is built on one novel more than 3,000 pages long. Marcel Proust, born in France in 1871. His parents were well off, his father a respected doctor, but Marcel was a sickly child prone to asthma attacks, and he was in and out of school. He continued to live with his parents and his brother in their apartment, but when his parents died, he began to write, supported by a large inheritance left him by his mother, and he spent the rest of his life working on The Remembrance of Things Past, which is sometimes titled In Search of Lost Time. It's the birthday of the short story writer Alice Munro, born in Wingham, Ontario, in 1931. She grew up on a farm, and she said reading was an indulgence that you didn't go in for if there was physical work to be done. Women were only supposed to read on Sundays because on every other day of the week they had no excuse to be reading when they could be knitting instead. It's the birthday of British writer Edmund Clarihugh Bentley, born in London in 1875. He wrote lots of detective fiction that reversed the usual conventions of the genre. Bentley is better known as the inventor of a new form of verse, the Clarihugh. The Clarihugh, made up of two rhyming couplets, the first rhyme provided by the name of a famous person. For example, George III ought never to have occurred. One can only wonder at so grotesque a blunder. It's the birthday of theologian John Calvin, a leader of the Protestant Reformation, born in Noyon, France, in 1509. His teachings form the basis of the Presbyterian and Reformed churches. He studied for the priesthood, but as Martin Luther's ideas spread to France, Calvin became uneasy about his Catholicism. When he was 22, he experienced a conversion in which he felt that God had called him to forsake the Catholic Church. He went to Switzerland and wrote Institutes of the Christian Religion, and it became a rallying point for Protestants all over Europe. And here is a poem by Carol Ann Duffy, Midsummer Night. Not there to see midsummer's midnight rose open and bloom, me, nor there when the river dressed in turquoise under the moon, you, not there when stone softened open showed the fossils they held, or there, us, when the dark sky fell to the earth to gather its smell. Not there when a strange bird sang on a branch over our heads, you and me, or there when a starlit fruit ripened itself on a tree, not there to lie on the grass of our graves, both alive, alive, oh, or there for Shakespeare's shooting star, or for who we are, but elsewhere, far, not there for the magic hour when time becomes love, or there for light's pale hand to slip, slender, from darkness's glove, not there when our young ghost called to us from the other side, or there where the heron's rags were a silver gown by grace of the light. Not there to be right, to find our souls, we dropped silks on the ground, or there to be found again by ourselves, you, me, mirrored in water. Not there to see constellations spell themselves on the sky, and black rhyme with white, or there to see petals fold on a rose like a kiss on Midsummer Night. Midsummer Night, a poem by Carol Ann Duffy from her collection Rapture, published by Faber and Faber, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. This is Billy Collins, hoping you will join us next time here on the Writer's Almanac.